If you know anybody that's having a baby today, tomorrow, next week, congratulations. But a child born today won't get a state pension until they're 77. That's not great news for babies in Northern Ireland. That's from PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC. And the consultants say those children's offspring, those children's children, will be working into their mid-80s. Johnny Rich is editor of the online student advice site Push and also on the line local businessman Bill Jeffrey. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Bill, you got retired out nice and early. What age did you retire at? Or are you still working?
I'm still working, honestly.
But you've got your pension.
I've got my pension. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this longevity that they're forecasting because it's the long life revolution. And I hope to embrace the opportunity. I mean, it's going to happen that 70 will be the new 40. That's what's going to happen. And, people, I think they're going to have to live clean. They'll not be able to afford alcohol with this so much price on it. And after listening to Stephen anyway, they'd be better not to take it. You let him off far too easily, can I say, please?
What would you like to have said to him, Bill?
Well, he deserves a bit of verbal abuse because he is great at giving it out.
He was in no state for it. He might have been sick.
I've never heard him like that before.
No, nor I.
But it is lovely as somebody in Northern Ireland to be on a programme that has that renown right across the British Isles and much further. That is fantastic for us.
I don't think he deserved stick this morning. I think he deserved congratulations for Sony Gold. I think he deserved all the praise we could give him. But back to pensions, Bill. You're saying that 70 will be the new 40.
Yes.
But 70-year-olds are not as fit and able and quick as a 40-year-old.
No, but the thing is that medicine is going to move forward. There are marvellous things happening. I'm a futurist. I like looking to what's going to happen in the future. And I think that there will be jobs devised that haven't even been thought of yet. So there will be work opportunities.
Well, there'll have to be twice as many jobs because if people keep on working till they're 77, those that are coming in their 20s and 30s, there'll not be a job for them. Johnny Rich, I mean, from a student's point of view, it's hard enough to get a job. But if there's old golden oldies still working into their 70s, there'll be no jobs.
Yeah, it looks a bit depressing, doesn't it? We've got people who are going to have student debts of 50,000 and more, and who knows in another generation how much less generous it will have got. You know, they may have the kind of debts that they have in America when they graduate. And so you're going to have this lifetime of debt. But the good news is your lifetime of debt will last longer.
Well, I did actually read recently that there are pensioners in America retiring who still haven't paid off their student loans.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we have to be clear about the student debt arrangements in this country, I mean, looking forward, who knows what's going to happen, but the new plans that we've got, they aren't quite as ungenerous as they seem in that debts will be written off after 30 years in most cases. It depends on which part of the country you're studying in and so on, but and where you're from. But basically, the fact is that people are going to be looking at spending a lot of money in order to have the qualifications, in order to earn any money.
But they're going to start off with debt. Then they're going to hopefully try, if they can, get on the property ladder with a mortgage. By the time they get to pension age at 77, it'll be one long life of debt. Whereas if you look at their fathers or their grandfathers or their mothers or their grandmothers, they retired at 60 or maybe 65, although we're getting pushed as we speak up to 66. But, it doesn't seem very fair that this generation is going to be so badly put upon compared to their grandparents.
And if at 77 you've still got another 40 years of retirement, as some people will, then we're going to have a huge cost of all this medicine which we're hearing about. It's not going to necessarily come down in cost, and we've got to look after these people until that age. We are heading for a point where you're not only living longer, but you're making it seem a lot longer as well.
Does it seem a lot longer to you, Bill? Bill, what age are you?
My age is a bit like Stephen's salary. it's not really, it's a commercial secret.
Do you want to give me a decade?
Yes, people say that the mental age would be of the first decade.
I didn't think you'd be so coy about this.
I don't think a decade is right. I don't think he's...
I'm looking forward to being 70. Again. But look, I think this news is good news. I think it's an indicator that things are going to get better. At the beginning, I said it's a long life revolution. It's equivalent to the Industrial Revolution. We didn't like the idea when that happened, and yet it brought prosperity and greatness. And it's a cyclical thing. We will live longer. We will be fitter. We will look. There's no such a thing as hard work now. There's no back-breaking, leg-crippling work about.
No one going down the mines or...
Exactly.
Or no.
It's a different sort of world. And we have to make that transition. I mean, if you want to get into something good, start a gym, because they're going to mushroom and will prosper. You know? Invent a new form of transport. Invent new furniture and houses. There are just so many opportunities. This is the best news, I think, that I have heard for a very long time.
Well, now, I'd like some callers on this too. If you think it's the best news you've ever heard for a very long time, quote Bill Jeffrey, that if a child's born today, they'll have to work till they're 77 or possibly into their mid-80s. If you think that's good news, 08459 555 678 or text 81771.
Linda, not have to, will be able to.
Will be able
see,
to.
It's a mindset thing. That's what it is. They will be able to live, to work, to have relationships, to enjoy things. And look, the amount of knowledge and experience that we as people will build up. I mean, compared with what we know today, they'll be literally walking encyclopedias, if you can imagine that. But that's
if they can remember the things they've learned.
Yes. Well, I think so. But you see, that's improving.
Bill, tell the truth. What can you, I'm afraid to ask this because I heard you on this subject a few months ago, what can you not do now as you look forward to your 70th birthday that you could do when you were 40?
You'd need a programme after the 9 o'clock watershed for that. There's nothing that I can't do. I can run, I can walk, I can talk. I could fight with anybody. I could argue with anybody. I'm an absolutely marvellous lover.
Yeah, I've heard you on that before.
Yeah, I know. But it pays to advertise. Particularly in a programme like this where the whole nation is listening. But look, I have one thing to say to you. It's unlikely that there will not be a world war before 2050. And that is a sobering thought.
Well, Johnny Rich, is that not a little bit depressing? If you hear Bill singing the praises of how wonderful it is to be the age he is and looking forward into his 80s and 90s, and there are these youngsters trying to get onto the property ladder, into a job, and old geezers like Bill Jeffrey are blocking it at the other end.
They're not necessarily blocking it. They may be opening it up. And if that's what we've got, if a life like Bill's is what we've got to look forward to, then
Thank you.
Bring it on.
Yes,
but
that is it. Bring it on.
One of the changes that is going to probably happen is that we are going to need to concentrate on skills at least as much as knowledge, if not more so. A lot of what gets taught in education is skills. A lot of what gets taught is knowledge. But as you have the internet growing and growing and growing and becoming, you know, we will in years to come have implants where you can basically plug knowledge in to your brain straight away, download a new language if you need it. Mm-hmm. And so we won't necessarily be needing to learn facts and figures in the same way, because they'll be not at our fingertips, but in our eyeballs. And so what we will need to learn, though, something that can't really be taught, are the skills, the transferable skills that you get in education, where you get good at communicating, or you get good at relating to people, or you get enthusiastic about your passions, so that all of this power that you have from new technology can be put somewhere.
New technology can actually damage that, because if people are talking and communicating on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, etc., but not actually talking to each other, those skills may well be lost in the future. Let me bring in Dennis. Good morning, Dennis.
Hello. Yeah. You know, a 40-year working life in order to earn your pension was considered the norm. And when so many people are not starting work now until they're 30, particularly those who are going through university and maybe getting second degrees and such like, it's only reasonable they should work until they're 70. And it's not that long ago that people started work at 15 and worked to 65, which was a 50-year working life. So if you consider 40 years as a reasonable working life, then 70 is not an unreasonable age at which to retire. particularly for graduates and those with higher degrees.
That's a fair point. In years gone by, people would have been working from a much younger age, going straight from school at 15 into the workplace, whereas, as you say, that's deferred, if you would have it, until their mid-20s. That's a fair point, Johnny Rich, that students today don't really start working until they're nearly 30.
That's true. And also, we've seen a lot of the cost of this going from the employer. You know, if you started at 15, you might start an apprenticeship and you'd be expected to stay in the same company for most of your life, probably. And so it was worth it to the company to invest in you and spend a lot of money on training you up so you were really good at your job. And now we've seen that people come out of university at 21, 22, 23 even, and only then can they start going working for a company. They've had to pay for that extra 7 or 8 years of education themselves. You know, they might be paying for it by borrowing money from their later earnings, but it's still coming out of their pocket, in effect. But then again, they're earning a great deal more than they would have done in years gone by. So we've seen this shift from the employer paying for things to the employee paying for things. And in return, the employee gets higher qualifications and can expect to earn more and can expect also to chop and change their career several times. I mean, if we've got a working life of 50, 60, 70 years, then we're not going to have one career. It's going to be four or five careers.
There's some people waiting to start their first career. Let me bring in Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. It's just a topic that I feel very strongly about, and I feel it's created a lot of problems, just not in the world, but in Northern Ireland in general over the last 10 years has been the mortgage situation. People seem to be forced into the situation, if you don't own your own home, that you're classed as a nobody, if you want to class it as that. I work both abroad in America and Germany, and especially in Germany now at this present moment in time, they're the only economy that's growing. They're the only country that I know of, probably there's other European countries, that they don't all own their own homes, and they're not looked upon as being a nobody, again, as we want to class that. I think it's really, really, it's a social class thing that they don't want to get off the ladder on, because we have a very, very poor economy class to them as regards, you know, when I was working in there in the 90s, the wages was colossal compared to what we were in here doing the same job. And we have still stayed stagnant. And people now have more debt than ever here than they did when I first went away.
So do you think there's kind of a sort of a stigma about renting, whereas if we were in Spain or America, everybody rents?
People wonder why all these Europeans are able to come here and go there and go everywhere. It's a plain simple fact that they have more money in their pocket because they haven't crippled themselves maybe for 25, 30 years, you know, with these mortgages that they cannot afford. They call them cornflake houses. Years ago you made a heard that statement, you know, and I think that's a prevalent today. It's really, really poor. You know, like, look at the situation that the actual property has got us in this age of the world. They went through the floor as regards the prices aspect of it. People are getting put out of their homes north and south. It is really, really bad. And then all these social analysts, you know, they talk about the property will do this and the property will do that, the banking system. You know, we are so into looking at all these so-called really, really educated people.
And how do you feel about working till you're 77?
How do you feel about working till 77? Fine, if that's what people are fit to do, but that's not for all. It's just what my point is as regards to mortgages. It's not for all. And don't stigmatise people that can't do it. The part of working till 77, it may be a far out plan, I think, because not a lot of people will be able to do that. Not a lot of people will be able to give the same level of fitness and demand at that age. It's okay for the gentleman that's speaking about these medical advances, but at the same time, we're still stuck how many years on from cancer, with people dying with these cancers that they can't cure. You know, there is advances made, like in women for breast cancer, men maybe for bowel cancer and so on, but there's still a lot to be learned in that field. So I think the health aspects of it far outweigh the age. I think it really need to be a lot of medical advances. And again, I think governments have a lot to blame in things that they could probably cure in the world, but they're keeping the drug industries going. you know, and that's a sad reality that it's got a knock-on effect here.
Thanks very much for that. And Bill Jerfy, let me know the day you do retire. I'll come to your retirement party if I may.
Linda, you're lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
And let me know when your big birthday is. I might come to that too.
That's one thing the Queen's going to have cash for. With all these people living to 100, she's going to have to, you know, find much, much more money to send out when you do reach the 100.
And if you live in Ireland and you live in 100, you get to 100, you get money, I think, from the Republic as well.
Exactly. I'm much in favour of that. I like it.
Let's hope we're celebrating and getting that cheque to cash, if cheques still exist then, too. Bill Jerfy and Johnny Rich, thank you to you too for joining me this morning.